This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, let us meet Onesiphore Pecur. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Well, there's a mouthful. Onesiphore Pecur. He was born in France in 1792, and he became a clockmaker. He was good at it. He won a gold medal for a watch he'd created when he was 27. It had two linked dials that displayed both conventional and sidereal time. Then, 5 years later, Pecur took an interest in James Watt's new steam engines, so he designed a steam car. Watt himself had opposed using steam engines to drive vehicles, but no matter, Pecur got a French patent for his design. The car was never built, but the patent application included a device that solved a problem no one else had anticipated. Such a vehicle would normally have two axles with only one driven by the motor. In his case, and in most of our cars today, certainly not all of them, the rear axle is the driven one. Okay, now let's turn left at a corner. When we do, the left-hand wheel turns more slowly than the right. No problem, since each wheel is independent. But if the rear axle is driven at the same speed on both sides, that means trouble when we turn a corner. You're likely aware that today our rear axles are split in two, with the gearbox in the middle. It lets the two sides rotate at different speeds while we drive them. That gearbox is our so-called differential gear. Pecur invented that gearbox. To see how it works, you and I need to watch one of the many online videos. But he completely described it in his patent drawing for his steam car. Now, I say much in this series about how hard it is to find any invention without antecedents. Some historians have suggested that the ancient Chinese south-pointing chariot used a differential gear. It was a chariot that carried a figure who always pointed south, no matter which way the chariot turned. Some have suggested that it used some kind of a differential mechanism. Well, maybe, but too many competing theories are more plausible. We must look instead at Pecur's previous life. Watches, as it turns out, have long used differential gears, ones that let two related motions differ while they drive a common output motion. So it seems Pecur was the right person at the right time, the one to carry a very clever and far from obvious mechanism from one application to another far different one. Does that minimize his accomplishment? Hardly. That would deny that inventions have causes. So, my hat is off to this unsung maker of the machine that rides in your car and mine to this very day. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.